For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Exciting times, I believe, in the world of golf for a golf fan. We have the return of Anthony Kim, who I remember, really not 11 years ago, because he was pretty much hurt and just hanging on at that point. But I remember about 15 years ago when Anthony Kim took the golf world by storm at the Ryder Cup in Valhalla, absolutely electrifying the crowd. It's unfortunate we're not really going to see him because he's playing on the LIV Golf Tour. And to talk about it with us, just talk about Anthony Kim in general and some other things, Jason Sobel from the Action Network at Jason Sobel, TAN. I did miss Anthony Kim, and I'm still missing Anthony Kim, especially since the tournament this week is in Saudi Arabia, and it was on at like 3 in the morning. I don't get up that early. I don't stay up that late.
Hello, Adam. Well, first of all, I will say that I don't know if it's give them credit for, hey, let's hide Anthony a little bit, let him ease his way back into the spotlight. Obviously, that tour is based in Saudi Arabia, has ties to Saudi Arabia. That's their home country, and so maybe right. There's more of a spotlight on it there. Or, you know, do we criticize them for saying, you know, this is an American star, and he's going to be on at 3 in the morning Eastern time here in the U.S., and no one can watch the guy that we've wanted to watch for 12 years. I don't know which one it is. I don't know if we give him too much credit, but I don't know that we criticize him too much for it either. I will tell you this much, though. I was shocked because over the last decade, once we got a few years out from Anthony Kim not playing professional golf, I mean, there would be a rumor on social media that, hey, my cousin's brother's roommate's friend was hitting balls 3 stalls away from AK and said he looked pretty good, and it would get 10,000 tweets. I mean, people are going nuts. You know, there might be a picture of Anthony Kim walking across the street. It's kind of blurry. People go, that's him. That's it. Like, he's the Yeti or the Sasquatch or the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, everyone wanted a glimpse of him. And I will tell you that I think it says more about Liv than Anthony Kim that I was shocked this week when I said Anthony Kim is going to be must-see TV, at least must-see TV when we're awake, over the next handful of months because of the unknown. This is why we watch sports. We watch sports because we have no idea what's going to take place. There's not another professional golfer in the world who I know less about their game right now than Anthony Kim. And so I was very excited to watch him play golf. The response that I got did not echo that.
Really?
Like I said, it surprised me, and I think it's more of a backlash towards Liv than anything, any sort of anti-Anthony Kim sentiment.
Jason Sobel, Action Network, is joining us here in the Adam Gold Show. That would surprise me too, because Anthony Kim, to me, was the next one, not the next greatest player, but the next guy you had to watch after Tiger, because it was over for Tiger by that point. We knew that Tiger was never going to be, it was mostly because the back injuries were starting to hit, right? So we knew that it wasn't going to be the same Tiger, or at least we knew that that was probably coming to an end, because it has to be, human nature. And that Kim was that next player that we had to watch. And then the injuries, and was mostly wrist injuries for him, I think. And that's got to be the worst possible injury for a golfer. But I thought he was going to be that next guy you had to see. And by the way, for people who don't know, and I have mentioned it already, he is last after one round, which I don't think we should be that surprised at, since it's his first competitive round in 11 years. 6 over par might not be the worst score that he'll shoot even this week. But hopefully he'll get back and play good golf. I do think it's interesting that Liv has completely said, screw the rules. We're just going to add him to the field. He's not even on a team. I thought you guys were all about team. So it's just the whole thing is funny to me, and it's kind of transparent about what Liv really is. They're just trying to draw like bodies and eyeballs and money away from the PGA Tour.
There's no doubt. That said, to their credit, again, I don't want to give Liv too much credit, but it's like hey, you look, they just said, you know, like you said, screw the rules. We're going to say, Anthony, here's some money. Come play in our event. We're, you know, you don't have to be on a team. We'll figure out the rest of it later. But, hey, you're in. I mean, they didn't even announce him on their website until, I believe, Wednesday of this
right.
week, even though he had been in Jeddah since Monday. So, you know, the fact that they're putting him out there, look.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Let's talk about financial termites. I hate termites.
Risk, fees, commissions are all financial termites. If your money can go away without you really realizing what's happened, that's a financial termite. Eating away your money can't happen. We can exterminate those, Adam. We help people identify and exterminate financial termites every single day.
So you would be the financial red ants.
That's right.
That get rid of the termites.
Sure.
People don't know that. Red ants get rid of termites. Text Adam to 600-700 for Coach Pete DeRuta.
He, from all reports, he wanted to play the PGA Tour, but the PGA Tour can't bend the rules like that. So the PGA Tour has to say to Anthony Kim, well, we can give you a few sponsor exemptions up to the maximum allowed, and you'll have to earn your card back. And then, you know, if you don't earn your card, you can maybe go to the Korn Ferry Tour, or you can go play Q School and try to get it back that way. I mean, he doesn't want any of that. He's coming back. He wants to come back and make money and
right.
And take care of his family and be in the spotlight a little bit. He doesn't want to come back and grind over trying to write letters to tournament directors and make cuts on the PGA Tour. And so I think it is to the fault a little bit of the PGA Tour, and I'm not saying they need to change, but to their fault, the fact that they do have these rules in place and they can't just say, come on back and play whatever you want. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're right. I can't say that I fault them, because how would that have looked, right, if they had given Anthony Kim spots, right, in big money events, or even given him exemptions into the non-elevated events? You know, they could have probably come up with something based on an injury exemption. And if you run it by the top players, they all understand what Anthony Kim was and what he represents. And give him, I mean, I guess they could have given him a couple of months to kind of play his way back into form, and who knows what would have happened. But if he continues to post bad scores, then they just look like idiots, and they look like they were used. Whereas Liv, I'll just go ... because we all know what that is. You know, did you see the? Not to keep this, you know, I don't want to move away from Anthony Kim so quickly, but I am curious. Did you watch the John Rahm interview that Marty Smith of ESPN did this week?
I did not sit down and see the whole thing,
okay,
quite honestly, but I did see some snippets here and there.
So he admitted that, yeah, I'm not going to lie, it was about the money. Here's what I would ask, and I think also he believes that there will be a pathway back, and he's probably right about that. I just don't know how soon that's going to happen. But here's what I would like to ask John Rahm. Right now, as you are playing these events, is it fun? For you, is it fun for you, John Rahm? Because I've watched a little bit. I don't think it's fun for Brooks Koepka. I think he's just using it to play golf in a competitive environment to get him ready for majors, which is kind of what he used PGA Tour events for.
Yeah, right.
But I would love to know if John Rahm is enjoying playing golf on LIV, because I'll bet the answer is no.
It's a fair question. I will say that I've spoken with other players who are playing LIV that they're having a great time and they really enjoy it. They're playing less, they're making more,
right?
Every week feels a little bit like you're a member guest at your club, because you know, you're playing in shorts, there's music playing,
you're
having
tired.
Fun and having more of a party. But I've had LIV players tell me that other players are working even harder. I mean, a Pat Perez type, who you'd think, he's just, you know, he got his check and he's gonna, you know, basically just mail it in the gym at 6 a.m. every morning saying, hey, if I have a good, I can make $4 million this week. It's worth it for me to go out and try to have a really good week. And so I have heard from these players that they're having a great time playing this tour. That said, you're right. John Rahm and Brooks Koepka are different animals from a lot of the guys who are on the back nine stage of their career and have already played their best golf. So as far as Rahm, quite frankly, Adam, if you ask that question, you're probably not going to get the answer that he really wants to give you so far. I'm sure he's kind of rolling his eyes at a few things out there saying, you know, all right, it's not quite what I'm used to. But he also knows there's a trade-off. And look, I have a hard time criticizing these guys who are like, I don't know, yeah, I took a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm going to get paid more for doing the same job and working less. If any of us were offered a similar proposition in our own careers, it'd be really tough to turn it down.
I'm going
to
say the exact same thing I've been saying for now the better part of 2.5 years. I just wish the Saudi investment fund was interested in sports radio. I would love to have had to make that decision. I mean, I'm not going to say anything other than that. I wish they were into sports radio. If they thought that we could improve their public image by talking glowingly about Aramco and all the things that they do for Global Petroleum. Jason Sobel, the Action Network, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. So, Taylor Gooch thinks very highly of Taylor Gooch, who's a former very good player, by the way, and won twice on the LIV Tour a year ago. And I think the stories were when he took the job, took the post at LIV, he was under the impression that Greg Norman had sold him that he'd be able to go back and play the PGA Tour, and when he couldn't, he was kind of mad about it.
Right.
But so he basically says he didn't get an invite to the Masters when Joaquin Neiman did, who plays the LIV Tour and doesn't otherwise qualify, but they sent him a special invitation. And Gooch said that basically the Masters is devalued. If Rory wins a career Grand Slam by winning the Masters, it will be devalued because I am not there. I'm probably going a little too far with the characterization, but does he have a point?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No. Look, you knew exactly what you were going to live for. You knew that you might not get the world ranking points. Personally, I'm like, I don't care about the world ranking. We don't need to rank stuff.
Right.
What is this, BuzzFeed of golf? Like, no, like, just have the best players play the best tournaments. That said, Taylor Gooch, just because he played well on LIV last year, I'm not sure he's necessarily qualified via their current prerequisites to get into their tournament. Look, if Taylor Gooch was sitting right here right now next to me, I would tell him, if any event should have asterisks next to their name, it's everything on the PGA Tour because the LIV players aren't playing. It's everything on the LIV Tour because the PGA Tour players aren't playing. If you want to find one tournament that doesn't have an asterisk this year, the first one we'll find is the Masters, because that's the first time the best of the best are actually playing against each other.
Yes.
And I heard from a lot of people on social who were like, well, he wasn't necessarily talking about himself. I mean, he was representing the greater good of the LIV players. And I asked a bunch of those people, so if it's not Taylor Gooch talking about himself, who exactly are the other LIV players not in the Masters field who should be? And I got a bunch of,
exactly.
So really, is this whole thing about Dean Burmester not getting in? Anirban Lahiri? No, it's like, this is about Taylor Gooch. Is Taylor Gooch talking about Taylor Gooch, saying that Taylor Gooch needs to be in the Masters? It's ridiculous. I honestly, Adam, on Tuesday when this came out, we really didn't touch it on my radio show, because I kind of chalked it up as a really dumb comment by a guy who probably didn't realize he was making a dumb comment at the time. And I didn't want to shine a spotlight on it. I didn't want to put a magnifying glass on something that he might have said mistakenly, or maybe was taken a little out of context. And then he went on social media and essentially dug in and doubled down on that stance. I said, all right, well, now I'm going to bury him, because it's a really, really bad take. The fact that Rory McIlroy would have an asterisk next to his name if
right.
he wins the Masters. Because Taylor Gooch isn't in, give me a break.
And Rory was as magnanimous as you could possibly be the other day in his pre-tournament press conference. Real quick, by the way, Jason will be, my problem might be already on the radio, on the green, Sirius XM, PGA Tour 92. PGA Tour Radio 92. If you look at the TWGR golf rankings?
Yeah.
There aren't that many LIV players even in the top 50 of that. So I don't know what the most accurate ranking is that incorporates LIV, but that's one that takes them into account. And that there aren't that many LIV players in the top 50. The problem is most of their high-profile players are clearly, you know, playing the 17th fairway of their careers. So they do have some good young players. There's no doubt about that. And Rahm and Cam Smith, and I think Joaquin Neiman is a fabulous player, and Tyrrell Hatton. They do have a lot of that. And I know Rory's softened his stance because he wants those guys on the Ryder Cup team, but I'm not sure how many of the top 50 players in the world are there. Jason Sobel, Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio, 92, on the green, Action Network, everywhere else. My friend, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate you having me. I would love to see some of the major championships. Say to LIV, hey, look, you guys have teams. You guys have all this camaraderie. You're all hanging out. You're going to parties. The top five of you are going to get into our major, and everyone else does all of a sudden it becomes a little more cutthroat. I don't know. Just an idea. It's not an anti-LIV sentiment. It's just I get that they don't have the world ranking, but they need to change the narrative a little bit. Instead of whining about, hey, we're not getting ranking points that we thought we were, let's move it forward and let's look ahead and say, how can we talk to the major championships, get more exemptions, get more guys qualified? So, in any case, that was my little rant there at the end.
No, man, they could also change commissioners. That might help, too. Jason Sobel, I appreciate it, man.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.